I went to high school at a small, nominally progressive private school in Boston. I was the only black girl who stayed for 3 years. And at 5'3" and 250 pounds, I tried to make myself as invisible as possible. And I remember teachers would take attendance in class. They'd skip over me before they remembered with a laugh, "I nearly didn't see you there." So it was a shock to get the school catalog the spring of my first year. It featured a large picture of me, and it was only me, in the frame, laughing at a joke someone had made. And the picture was not flattering. I remember feeling puzzled for a few days about why the school gave it, gave me such prominent placement. But then a slow realization dawned. I was there as a symbol. It didn't matter that this picture of me was terrible. It wasn't about flattering me or making me feel beautiful. It reflected a fantasy of the school into which someone had inserted this image like a prop. To be seen and not seen is one of the defining characteristics of blackness in America. There's how we are as black people, human beings with a full range of emotions and sensibilities, and then there's how non-black people imagine us to be, impervious and incapable of irony or intentional thinking. That same year at school, I decided to preemptively reject romantic life before it could reject me. So I created a uniform for myself, made of overalls and the kind of t-shirts they give out at charity walks. For me, this symbolized my budding feminist resistance. But when I wore these clothes in the overpriced boutiques in the neighborhood around my school, clerks inevitably followed me. To them, I looked like a troublemaker and a thug. We believe that we are objective and fact-based, but the reality is that everything is filtered through a racialized imagination, where we are never more than what our skin color represents to someone else, where black boys are men and black men are monsters. In high school, I had experimented really briefly with wearing a nylon tutu attached to the crown of my head. And I recall this really intense desire that it would still be the 19th century again when it was socially acceptable to wear a veil. I spent a few days peering at the world through a screen of thick black netting. I felt exposed and protected. I think it was a way to hide in plain sight.